every day.
So, all right, hold on. We here, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to let everybody know this is the extracurricular edition with my bros, man. I got Hawk over here. Say what's up to the people.
Yes, sir.
All right, we also got my brother T over here.
What's going on, good people?
All right, now listen. Now, here's what we have. We have a question of who's better, Jason Tatum or Ben Simmons? I'm taking Jason Tatum. And they don't like how aggressive I am on Jason Tatum.
No, you got to give them the answer. So I'm saying, my question was, you taking Jason Tatum over Ben Simmons? And your answer was what?
All day, every day.
I wouldn't say all day, every day, though.
Yo.
You can get
as emotional as you want to about it.
I think that's hard.
I like Tatum a lot, too, though, bro. But yo.
If you got a score, right?
You don't.
And it's score, so you will put two scores with Tatum and
B?
No, Tatum and Tatum and another score.
Yeah.
But I'm saying not all day, every day, because Ben is like a playmaker too. So if I'm a scorer, then I guess I would want a playmaker with me.
How are you a defender? How are you a playmaker if you ain't putting up no points?
He's a defender too.
So he gets
the defensive rebound.
Yes, he's a defender.
He drives it down this year.
He may get the defensive player of the year.
Right,
but
and that's way better than Tatum.
You making some like Tatum defense. Play? Tatum play defense.
Not like Ben Simmons though.
But Tatum play defense.
What team do Ben Simmons play for?
Philadelphia 76ers.
What seed are the Sixers in the East?
Right now, they're number one.
What seed are the Celtics?
Celtics, I think, is five.
Lower. They might be lower.
What team
does
Jason
Taylor
play for?
Jason Taylor play for the Celtics. How many cookies did Jason Taylor play for? Bro, keep going. I like how you painted that picture. Go ahead.
Plays for is number one
right.
in the East.
Right, because Simmons also plays with the MVP of the league.
Oh, see, I thought you would say that. Yeah. Is that really?
So even think about this. Can I say
because
this?
Because Simmons been playing and Embiid been not playing. And
the Sixers ain't on no winning streak.
Bro, they are the winners. They just cut the
They won a couple of the rows since Simmons got back. I mean, since Embiid got back. But they not on no winning streak with Simmons is what I'm trying to say.
All I'm saying is that when you look at the trajectory of what's going on, the Sixers are in a better spot and been in better spots when Simmons is healthy. And Tatum's been healthy, and the Sixers ain't do nothing but
Sixers made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
But they beat the Sixers without Simmons. That was last year. What did they do the year before that?
The year before that, they lost in the second round. It was the second round.
So just when you say all day, every day,
I think
that's harsh.
That's not harsh.
I think that's harsh.
And I think you're taking it personal.
Because you say he's
not. I think it's a personal,
score.
Like it's a personal shot. Like that's your cousin or something.
He's not.
Look, that's how personal he take it. Like that's his family member. Let's get this straight. When it's time for us to put up a bucket, who gonna give it to us? Ben Simmons?
Taylor,
right.
A bucket.
I'll give you that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's time to make
okay, all right. Okay,
stop.
You know what? I'll give it to you like this. Tell me the games you remember Ben Simmons taking over. Hell, he ain't played with Embiid lately. Which one of them he took over?
Wow. Which one did they lose?
He took over in
which
Utah?
One did he take over?
Utah, we lost. So, him
making sure you don't lose, not getting you a championship, is it?
Tatum taking over games, they getting no championship team.
He on the wrong team.
Tatum's on the wrong team. Kim was not on the wrong team. Jalen Brown's not on the wrong team. I guess Chris Paul was on the wrong team for 14 years. Hey, man, all I'm saying is,
So you want Tatum to leave Boston?
You want Tatum to go where?
Who's the star of Boston?
Jason Tatum.
Who's the star with the Sixers?
Joel Embiid.
Thank you. That's the difference.
That's not.
That's the difference. You're number two.
Right.
You're Robin. We all know who Batman is.
Right.
That's
right.
The difference.
But just because Scottie Pippen was the number two in the Bulls, don't mean he wasn't a top five
you
player.
You are right. Not about to say Scottie Pippen.
But what Shaq say?
Player,
the others. The others help you win.
The big others.
The others. The Ben Simmons getting blocks and steals and assists.
He be clamping. Like, yo, I say Ben, though, bro. He be clamping.
So, okay, all right. Ben Simmons, top five?
What, point guard?
Under 25?
No. top
25.
No, no,
top five
no,
point guard.
25.
He's under 25. Is he?
Yeah, he gotta be under 20.
Bro, he might not be 24, bro.
How we see ourselves in the future.
Come
thought
on,
my man
being
30.
What is it?
I think I had him at 25.
Oh, my
it's under 25. God. I think I had him at 25.
Oh, man.
Let me just say that.
See what I'm saying? So how would you think Lonzo Ball is?
I don't know how old Lonzo is. I don't know too much anything. Oh, too much anything right now.
Lonzo Ball, 31. Brandon
Aker,
33.
I'm a basketball
player. I read the game.
No, yo.
Respect
I think.
Yo.
Ben Simmons, 24, bro.
24, okay.
He gotta be on there.
So that's how bad.
Top 5 out of 25.
Yo.
I'm just asking. I ain't say no.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Top 5, under
25.
Yeah.
Under 25.
Yeah.
Now you looked at the people. Now you're thinking he might not be 5,
it's
right?
It is some people.
Ben. Ben.
I ain't say Ben.
It's some people. Like, though. Just Spider on the job. Luke on the job.
Spider on here.
Luke, I know Luke on there.
Luke on here.
I know Trey on there.
Trey on here.
I know the boy Ant. I know Ant-Man on there.
Oh, yeah,
Ant-Man the problem, bro.
He's a bucket.
He's a bucket, bro.
He is a walking bucket.
He's a bucket, bro. And he comes out his shell at the end of the season. The next season is going to be ridiculous.
Ridiculous, yo.
The next season is going to be ridiculous.
There's one other person that's on here that's going hard this year. Second in the West. That gets overlooked.
Who's second in the West? John?
Devin Booker under 25?
Devin Booker 25. Devin 24.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, Devin Booker.
All right, I might have taken it back. Tatum might not be number one, yo.
Oh, Tatum's not number one. Devin Booker 24.
Tatum might not be number one.
If Devin Booker 24, we do any list
out
of 25, he had the top of it. Devin Booker cooked Tatum, too. Like, he had you every day of the week.
I
got to
see
twice on Sunday.
I got to see that. That's what I want to see.
Oh.
Tatum and Booker.
Booker giving Tatum every bucket.
I hope they give us a good one.
He giving Tatum, right? So you say, I'm saying Booker. I do like Tatum. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, Tatum might be number two.
Hold on, number one? You said
Booker, bro. If Booker turns
out, who else you got on there?
I mean, what's up with Spider, though?
Spider number.
Why he not?
Spider number Tatum. Four.
He can lead a team.
Where you got Luka at?
Luke at number 5. That's why
Sim is
number 6 right here.
I think Sim would be number 6. Because we put Luke on there. All right, not in order. Luka, Devin.
Because, see, I got a dark horse in my jaw.
And Donovan.
I'm putting Trey. Trey's in there.
Trey
that ain't no. That ain't no.
Trey in there.
I think. You know what? I'm going to leave
it
alone.
So, if we're going to do order.
I personally believe.
What?
You got Jamal Murray.
I'm going to say it. I personally believe.
You got Ja Morant.
Trey is going to be a better pro than Luka.
Trey Young?
No.
I can
check Jalen Brown is at 24.
Yeah,
a lot of people told me I was tripping when I said the Trey Young Luka Doncic trade. It really is more even than you
Shai
think.
Shai Gilgeous is 22.
Man, he just got nice. He just got hot.
Right, but he only 22.
Yo, well, hold on. Shai Gilgeous, where he was at. Oh, yeah. All right.
I think he was with us.
No, he's with the Clippers. But he was still tough when he first came in, though. That's what I'm saying.
But,
DeAndre Ayton, 22.
Mello,
Bam Adebayo, 23,
on,
bro.
23?
And we
hold on, so you
shutting down. Shut down
Sabonis.
24. I like Sabonis. Sabonis better than Bam Adebayo. Sabonis better than Bam Adebayo, though.
What's our list?
Oh, see, here you go.
He's saying that kind of fast.
Sabonis is better than Bam Adebayo. You got to admit it.
He might not be better than Bam Adebayo, bro.
So all day, every day, you would take Sabonis.
All day, every day,
just and twice Sabonis on Sunday.
And
he play hard as shit, too. Yes, always.
So what do Bam do?
Bam is a defensive stopper. That's it.
Let me ask you this, then.
I hear you. I see the kind of coach you are.
I see where you go with this.
I hear you.
I'm
going to let you go. Go ahead.
No, I hear you. How many... You just said take the top guard of the top of the 25.
Yeah,
how many blocks was the boldest? How many blocks or tables do Sabonis got?
I don't know.
In the Eastern Conference Finals?
I don't know, but you know what I
do know? None. So how many appearances in the finals do Sabonis got? None.
But, they played in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Who?
Oh, no, they played
in the Adebayo. They've been in the NBA Finals, actually.
Yeah,
I don't know where Sabonis been. Sabonis,
that ain't no thanks for him, man. You over there? Don't be giving him
out of bio. He blocked Tatum dunk.
I know what you're saying.
That's literally thanks to him.
Listen,
he did recently was win the skills competition. Shout out to Sabonis because I won bread on that one. Shout out to you. But
Sabonis is a baller, man.
He is a baller.
And he'll take over a game with a bad one.
See, here you go with the takeover game.
I need Bulls to take over a building.
So you saying Sabonis can take over a game?
So you saying Sabonis? Yeah. So you're
more than Bam. That's what I said.
So you going with Sabonis?
That's what I said. More than Bam.
So you go with Sabonis over Bam?
Sabonis over Bam.
Wow. Wow.
Are we going to keep it real?
Wow. Yeah, go ahead. Keep it real. Keep it real.
What does he average in points?
What does Sabonis average in points?
I think Sabonis is double-double.
So what's Bam then? Because Bam
is I can't look it up right now. That's right. Not the phone.
I'm about to look it up.
Let's look it up.
All right.
Sabonis is the star. Who's the star in Indiana?
He's a key factor, right?
He is a big factor.
Who's the star on Indiana?
Brogdon. Malcolm Brogdon.
They got Karis LeVert.
LeVert ain't played yet. There you go.
LeVert did play.
All right, LeVert did play. Let me stop.
Hold
yo.
Up. Bam Adebayo averaged 19 points and 9 rebounds and 5 assists.
Okay.
All right. Hold up. That just surprised me. Bam Adebayo averaged 19 points, 9 assists. I mean, 9 rebounds and 5 assists.
And 5 assists.
Okay. So
that 19 points did surprise me.
Demondis.
Sabonis.
Yeah.
He probably like 21 and like bro. 10.
Bro. He might not be 21. He might be 18.
Bro. Hold up. See, this what happens, dude. You might have put your foot in your mouth again.
No, because he could take. I think Sabonis take over game.
He was an all-star, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was an all-star.
Oh, but
so
Bam
was
wasn't an all-star?
Look.
Not that Bam
did
make an all-star.
Damn. He's 19-11-6.
Damn.
He 6 assists?
Yeah. He be all over the place. Yeah, he stashed
himself. Y'all is looking for ways. They can seem like I don't need no ball to jump.
No, but they're the same. Dale, I'm going to throw it to you like this.
I
want to say
all day, every day I would
so
take Sabonis.
So Dale, they're the same. So all day, every day, I wouldn't say that because.
Yeah, is Sabonis averaging 19?
No.
All right, maybe I might look at it a little bit differently.
No, because.
That was surprising me at 19.
Sabonis, and one's last name is Adebayo. So one is from Lithuania, and one's from Africa. I'm going with African boy. Give me Bam Adebayo.
All day, every
day. All day, every day. Wakanda forever!
Oh, look at the boy, Russ.
I lost all my listeners after that. Because most of them white. I lost all my listeners after that.
Since he cut his hair, Russ been balling.
He backed the OKC Russ, yo.
Damn, they both averaged. I didn't know Bam averaged 19. I ain't gonna hold
it.
I thought it was like 15.
Yeah. I thought it was 13. I thought him and Ben Simmons averaged the same. I ain't gonna lie.
He averaged 19-11 with 6 assists?
6 assists. He's a baller, yo.
That's back in the day guard numbers, bro. Like, I don't think Kenny Smith averaged this, yo. This might be Kenny Smith's best season. Even if you made a 19...
Who?
A 19, 11 assists and 6 rebounds. Kenny Smith.
Who that?
Kenny Jetsman.
Oh, they got him on there?
No, he you said those numbers might be his
might
best
be
season.
That might be Kenny the Jet best season.
Oh, 19, I don't know. The Jet was...
11
the Jet ain't never made an NBA all-team. All
the
NBA
Jets
team.
You might got to look up the Jet, yo.
I hear
you can look it up, but he wasn't. Because I always got the argument saying Akeem Olajuwon, his first championship, ain't played with no other star.
Yeah, but he had. That's another story. You say the Rockets didn't have other stars?
Not the first, the 94, the first championship.
Oh, because they ain't had Cassell?
They had Cassell. He was off the bench. He wasn't a star at the time.
Look, see? Kenny the Jet average 12 points. two rebounds and five assists.
His highest?
His highest. Let me find his highest.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that was a good-ass joint, yo. That's a good-ass catch.
His highest was 17 points a game.
17. With the Kings?
Yeah, with the Kings.
Oh, I thought it was with Atlanta.
With the Kings?
With the Kings.
Yeah, he was with the Bucks with the Kings. I go.
Well, the, yeah, that's what I remember.
I remember too. Wait, that is true. Did he ever summon? Oh shit! My bad, Kitty the Jet, for the disrespect, dog. Oh shit! I'ma just say this out loud. My bad, Kitty the Jet. But the year they went to the chip, he averaged 17 points,
with the Rockets.
7 assists. Yeah, bro.
With the Rockets, 94 or 95?
Yeah. No. The 94 year, he averaged 10 points.
That was the first championship.
That was the first one, Kenny the Jet. You averaged 10. But, the last year before you left Houston, you averaged 17 points and 7 assists. And that was your career high.
Oh, so he was still here.
He wasn't no star.
Kenny the Jet, yo.
The Dream was doing though. It all, man. He got Defensive Player of the Year, MVP, and Finals MVP. The Dream was doing it.
What year he did that?
At the first championship in 94.
Damn, he was all that in one jump?
In one jump, yeah.
Dream was a beast.
I
remember Dream. The thing about it is, you ask some old heads, they say Dream is GOAT.
Dream?
Nah, I think it's Lou Alcindor.
You think it's Dream? Sunny Hill, listen. Sunny Hill
take you all day as well. It's Will, yeah. Sunny Hill take you all day as well, yo. I got me, boy, yo. I got me Sunny Hill one day.
He'll tell you all day as well. Like, all day and every day. You don't know nothing about, like, listen, fuck all that Michael Jordan bullshit. He'll tell you, listen, Will come out his combat boots, pull up 80, 40, and 40, put back on his boots.
And go play volleyball.
And go play volleyball.
Because he's a Hall of Famer in volleyball, too.
Yeah, yo.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, yo.
But I'm going with Lou Alcindor.
That's so crazy. Because I think Reem might.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Wilt used to beat that fucking hook the fuck up when Reem used to do it.
I think
Wilt used to slap that shit across the street.
I think Reem might be underrated.
I don't think they got him underrated though.
He's underrated. If you ask people they Mount Rushmore, they don't never say him.
They don't never say Reem.
Reem
might be the GOAT.
Oh, you know, and you know, all right, and I think you know probably why too, because he was on that shit with the Muhammad Ali and with what you call him now, you know, John.
Yeah.
Cause I'm about to say like, but maybe I'm thinking, you know, black wise. Cause I'm like, no,
yeah,
Reem up there.
Get the respect he deserves, bro.
Reem up there.
They don't be talking about ghosts like they do, like.
That move itself, the hook.
Reem from UCLA.
And he got the most wins in NBA history.
From UCLA on, like.
I think he only lost two games in college.
Exactly.
And all he played all 4 years.
Reem was a winner from college on. That's
they say he lost no games in high school.
That's why I see him. Like, I fuck with Magic. Magic, like, that shit took Magic out. But Magic played what? 12 seasons NBA all together? How many chips?
Nine chips? He's been a nine.
He's been a nine? Think about that.
He took over the 80s.
Think about that, bro.
They played
the
Sixers. Only other team that made the championship in the 80s, I think, was Portland.
Bro, when I heard his rookie season,
he won the championship.
That's when he played center.
And guard. Yo.
Have no fear.
I said, Magic, you got to be stopped, man.
And that was against the Sixers. Without Moses.
Yep.
You got to be stopped, bro.
And then we played him again with Moses, and we won, though, right?
Yeah.
That's the next
83. Game.
Yeah, the Magic on the low is like Magic.
Magic on the low goes too. Like they'll be talking.
I ain't even know he went to nine though.
Bro.
Nine, bro.
So how many Kareem?
I mean, Kareem went to seven.
I don't know. I know he got one with Milwaukee.
Bro, Magic been to nine in 12 years of the NBA. He had AIDS for three of them. He won five.
No. It's our last goddamn show.
Yo.
I want to thank all y'all for listening.
Yo. Nine? His rookie year, he had to play point guard and center, and they went? I could not, yo, man. This is incredible, yo.
Yeah, I like Magic.
Yeah, no disrespect, Magic. Oh. Any establishments or anything like that, even a restaurant.
I love them on Magic. I heard he owned a couple Burger Kings. I'd be in there. Whopper Wednesday. I'll have
you. Tell you.
Yo, you'll be in the Whopper Wednesday? Bro.
I love Burger King alone.
I can see that.
Well, that ain't really, that ain't why I was it, but I'm telling you.
Oh, did you know behind the scenes stuff there?
Oh, yeah, they fired my ass.
Yeah.
On some bullshit, bro.
You can't be there no more.
No, I can be in there.
Look, then we watched the stuff.
Magic best season out of who?
Yes, yeah. I put more out of Wiggins a lot.
Yeah.
But it was nice for Jabari Parker to be playing this game, though. To see him and Wiggins on the floor together. You know how much we've been talking about that?
Yeah, yo, that was.
Oh, yeah, we just said that.
Yeah, that's what I said. They came in 1-2, right?
He said Wiggins went to. Where Wiggins go? Cavs?
Cavs.
Yeah.
And then they traded him?
Traded him to Minnesota.
Yeah, that's what I said. I remember
that. So, what year did they trade?
But he said we got Embiid that year, too.
Trav Bennett, I think.
The next year?
Before that.
Oh, Bennett came out before them?
Yeah, and they took Bennett over Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew LeBron was going back.
Nah,
it was Oladipo.
He went number one?
Bennett went number one, and it should have been Oladipo. Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead, look it up.
Victor
Oladipo?
You saying this.
Oh.
What draft is this?
That was a corny-ass draft, though.
Are you talking about Michael Candy?
No.
Victor Oladipo?
Look it up. Look and see what pick.
Dennis Schroeder.
He started off with Orlando, remember?
Dennis Schroeder.
I think Orlando had the second pick.
Yo, what draft is it? Tell me.
I think it's 2013.
You talking about Victor Oladipo that came out of Indiana?
2013.
Mm. He came out in 2013?
I think it's 2013.
Oh, here it goes, too, yeah.
It was Victor Oladipo?
What do you like the second pick?
Yeah, Jim got it. But I'm saying.
Anthony Bennett went one.
Anthony Bennett.
I don't know why. Why was it so hard to believe me saying that?
No, listen.
You said that. I'm saying because there wasn't no better people.
Yeah, I knew that.
That's where I'm at with it.
I said it was a corny ass
draft. That's where I'm at with it.
Oh, wait. All right, so. Here's the list.
Okay, let me hear that.
Tell me the best person on this list.
Yeah. That's
Victor Oladipo.
Anthony Bennett.
Okay.
Victor Oladipo.
Okay.
Otto Porter Jr. Cody Zeller.
Okay.
Alex Lynn. Nerlens Noel.
Sixers.
Ben McLemore. Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
This is the year the Sixers traded Drew Holiday for Nerlens Noel.
Trey Burke.
And then we picked Michael Carter Williams.
CJ McCollum.
That's the best player on there.
What year is this, yo?
See, why you didn't say Michael Carter Williams?
Sixers, yeah, Michael Carter Williams was next.
CJ McCollum played at Lehigh.
So we had two
draft picks. We had a chance to get CJ McCollum. He right there in Lehigh.
Had two draft picks this year?
Yeah.
Hold the fuck up.
We traded Drew Holiday for Nerlens Noel.
For Nerlens Noel. That's the year I got the one. Then y'all traded around the next year. So hold the fuck up. I just hold the fuck up.
So we had the number six pick.
I did not know Victor Oladipo came out the year when fucking Anthony Bennett came out. So the top two picks. Well, between Anthony Bennett
and Victor
Oladipo?
That's what I said.
Oh, my God.
So, okay. Wait. Time is up. Look at this. You got Kyrie, Philly Cheese, Victor Oladipo at the third would have been perfect.
Hold up.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait,
so when they,
but
so
you
when
know
they did pick them.
15 that draft?
Oh.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's Celtics. Listen.
the Celtics took Kyle Linick over Giannis.
The Celtics took Kyle Linick from the Zags.
Because they said Kyle Linick was going to be the next Duncan Whiskey.
Yo. Yo.
I told you, yo. I was on. Listen.
Yo, that shit just blew my mind,
oh, snap.
Bro.
Dennis Schroeder.
My son. They go, my son.
Yo, that shit just blew my mind. Two things in that draft.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Who was the Sixers GM that year?
He
should
have been in the top five.
Who was in charge for the Sixers that year? Is he still in charge?
Oh, no, he fired Sam Hinkie.
Sam Hinkie.
Exactly. So, for one, y'all had a chance to get CJ fucking McCollum because that's what y'all already had Okafor, right? Y'all already had Okafor.
No, Okafor for the next draft.
He coming next draft.
This was they was getting over.
We picked three straight centers. Man, we picked three straight centers.
Yo,
3 years in a row.
We was getting done with Bynum.
Fucking Collum.
Yeah, because they had the Bynum fucked our team up.
Oh my God.
We picked three straight centers. We went Norman Noel, Jael Okafor, and then we went Joel Embiid.
Oh my God, yo. And then, oh my God, the trust the process was the last month.
Oh my God, it would have been Michael Carter Williams and what's his name?
CJ McCollum.
And what's the other boy name? Evans. What's the boy name? Evans that we got, do we drafted that year? What's his name? Tyler Evans or?
No, what's your call?
Evan Turner, I'm sorry. Evan Turner. Evan Turner would have been at the three. Even though he was a bum.
Yo, we could have picked up Giannis, yo.
Giannis was the best player in that draft, I forgot.
We could have picked up Giannis, yo. We picked up Michael Carter Williams.
But Giannis was supposed to be the boy that was just athletic. And he was supposed to be like his brother is now.
Noel, yo.
That's how he was projected to be like his brother is now. But Giannis,
he worked so hard.
He worked out with Kobe and got mad that Kobe was there early.
He worked so hard, yo. Yo, so who did y'all pick?
They said Giannis at the time reminded them of Nicholas Batum, bro.
Yo, that's crazy.
He will bust his ass right now.
Yo,
he will bust his ass, yo.
That's what I said, yo. Look at this. That's what I said. If people be sitting here telling me, I'd be like, yo, I could draft, yo. I got a chance to be a good draft. Yo, all these mistakes they make, I got a chance to draft.
You right at Lehigh, like he right here.
Yo, I said this on the show. I said it to people who watch Philly Ball Heavy.
Not until the 27th, yo.
I think you know the boy Boo Farmer.
Yeah, I heard of Boo Farmer too.
Boo Farmer. I'm on the show with him. I say, yo, Philly ballers don't play in Philly.
Ever.
I said, they don't. They was like, yeah, we going to get Kyle Lowry. It's not going to happen. Philly ballers don't play in Philly.
Yo, the Sixers had three picks that
year.
Who was the next pick?
He was fucking up over.
Who had the third pick? What was the third pick we got?
I don't even know this boy. A boy named Nate Walters. We had a pick in number 38.
Yo.
So he had two.
So who we missed up on? Who we missed out on? Who came after 38?
After 38?
Yeah.
No. Y'all missed the bro.
Oh,
wow, man.
Ain't nobody gonna come after 38?
Wow, man.
No,
wow,
yo.
I thought, well, you know I'm still on
them?
Yo,
we had another pick.
Giannis was the 15th pick.
The top two picks was between Anthony Bennett and Victor
Oladipo.
It should have been Giannis and CJ.
It should have been Giannis and CJ.
Like, think about that.
Giannis, CJ, then who would be number three?
That's Scott one, yo. Out of that whole drum.
Carter Williams probably still, I would say.
Bro, okay.
I like out of that.
I did like Carter Williams. He won Rookie of the Year, too.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, out of that pack,
you
still probably take Carter Williams
in
that pack.
One thing I like about Carter Williams, he was posting people up when he was a rookie.
Over Rudy, too? Over Rudy Gobert, too?
Rudy Gobert did get that back. Yeah, I take Carter Williams. I don't know.
They got Shabazz Muhammad, too?
Where Rudy Gobert got picked at?
I forgot about Shabazz Muhammad.
Where Rudy Gobert got picked at?
He went to Utah.
I don't know, good of a pick.
Hold on.
That was like
20-something. The Bears got drafted right, number 14, right before Giannis.
The Bears, but how we got drafted by Timberwolves, right?
Timberwolves.
He from Philly?
Yeah,
Rudy Gobert got drafted from Utah from a pick from Denver at number 28 in that draft.
Yeah.
Right. Not until number 28.
Well, because Rudy Gobert was
the biggest player in the draft, also one
of the most. So we got
Gobert definitely could be a steal.
That's good wood.
Wow, yeah.
VR scores. Mets, that's crazy.
I wonder
if Anthony Bennett hit the window
right there.
Look
at that.
He fucked the team up. That's why I knew LeBron was going back. He's just one over 20 when they didn't draft Rick Oladipo.
Wow. Because
they already had Tristan Thompson and
He also punched out 14 somebody else last start. Only six pitchers with 14 strikeouts and one earned runner fewer in consecutive starts.
That's true,
he joins Don Gooden as the only Mets pitcher to achieve that feat. And he struck out six with that pitch after punching out four.
No, I was going to make a big Giannis first.
Two starts combined. Overall, the Brahmins got him to chase from his breaking pitch more than any starter.
That's embarrassing.
Is that embarrassing or was Minnesota joint embarrassing?
Athletic Bilbao.
Bro, I hear you, but
I'm talking about the year, the Steph Curry year. That's embarrassing. No, because they got 2 point guards and back to back picks before Steph Curry. They gotta make you look real bad. But I mean, with everything that Steph is, they thought Rudy Gobert was gonna be anyway. No. What's his name? Ricky Rubio.
2009.
Ricky Rubio.
2009 draft.
Yeah.
Ricky Rubio not going to be no fucking
Steph. That's what they thought.
He might have been close to the team dad, but he thought like.
They was pumping him up. That's again that scouting.
Yeah.
That scouting overseas. All right, so y'all know who was number one already.
Uh-huh. It was Blake Griffin.
And then they had the boy Hashim to beat.
Yeah,
he to beat. Out to beat.
Right. Then the next pick after that is you.
James Harden.
Right.
Then you got Tyreek Evans for the Kings.
Oh, damn. I didn't even know Tyreek went top five.
To the Kings. He was a hooper. Yeah, he was a hooper at point guard.
I gotta get an interview for the boy. And I gotta ask you why he ain't gonna play for Philly. I think he had a chance.
After years of waiting and wondering,
I think that's when he started throwing the drugs at that
for one journeyman.
That's yeah, I want to ask him all that. I'm a bum into all these boys. They don't get to know me.
Your car is like a son.
And from Minnesota to Rubio and Johnny Flynn.
Fabrice Carbend clips stop hot car stench. Over
Steph Curry.
Up to 30 days of freshness.
Wow.
Wow. Down, man.
Just watch them, yo. We just want the fall, catch the ball, and get up. They hit a three.
But that's the same shit he was doing in college, though.
The Knicks drafted.
That night when you say the Keenan called you,
they drafted Jordan Hill with DeMar DeRozan.
I was watching that game.
Yo, Keenan was like, yo, you got to see this ball.
And I'm like, yo, listen, y'all understand, yo. The thing that made what Steph was doing crazy was. You can, like I said, you can see in his eyes sometimes. Like it'll be sometimes you'll just see in his eyes like, yo, y'all might as well just try to get somebody double his height that just can't jump. Because he's going to shoot. Like he's going to shoot. He's going to shoot. If the ball gets anywhere close to the cylinder, it's going to go in. So.
Timberwolves put 3 point guards in that draft.
Yeah.
With Ty and none Lawson, of them were
Steph Curry. Yo, they picked Ty Lawson.
They picked Ty Lawson last out of all of them.
And none of them.
Out of Johnny Flynn and Rubio.
And then I think that, that's when, what's the name of Mad, that the word got Steph.
You know his days and numbers.
Let's do it. The
I think Monte, he's not, I'm not going to say he's as good as this guy, but he was close. He was close. Monte Ellis is to me is what Bradley Beal is now. Close to what Bradley Beal is now.
It's not just any beer now.
I think it was a bucket.
The most interesting beer.
It was a bucket.
It was a little 25.
Damn, Beal though. I like Bill, though.
I like Bill a lot.
And then when you watch him, it's like he show you he got more to his game and it be looking smooth.
I already knew he could shoot.
Man, he tough. Man, he like tough, though. No, ultra
tough, yo. I be watching some shit, though, and he was the same type top. He make difficult shots look so easy. Like, I understand why these young boys just go out here and think that this shit just happened.
Right.
He makes difficult shit look so easy, yo.
So easy, yo.
Like, you know how hard it is to be running? Not full speed, but like 75-80% in a pull up for a long range three in a clutch moment of a game.
Right, that's the thing, though.
You know what I mean? Like, not just to play around, like, some clutch shit. Like, that's, yo, that's some shit right there. And he do it with some.
So Bill or Ellis?
Bill.
Ellis a cookie. I'm sorry, bro.
Wow. I was saying that Monte Ellis never reached Bill's level yet, but he was close.
He never reached Bill's level? Maybe not in a pure shooter, but Ellis was a bucket.
What's a bucket, right?
Certified.
I think he averaged like 25 on a couple seasons.
You might got the Bucks. Tapes. Not numbers wise. I'm saying like tape. Ellis put up buckets. Not just jump shots. I'm talking about like buckets.
So you would take Ellis all day, every day?
All day. Every day. Twice on Sunday.
Lost your mind.
and three times on talking. It's Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. Bradley Bill busting ass.
No.
He can shoot his lights out.
He can't shoot his lights out. I'll probably get that. He might shoot his lights out. Ellis will give him every buck, every mid-range buck in the book. Every one of them. They came from just two different, like, all these threes that Bill will make, Ellis will make mid-range out. All of them. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only layups too, though. What you need. Ellis had a package. UPS style.
Cubs hosting the Braves. And Chicago having some issues. Only 65 hits through 13 games. That's the
biggest
13 games for them since 2003. The bottom of the first.
Oh, no, bro.
Bill or Ellis, bro. You got it.
Oh, no.
Well,
Bill or Ellis, bro. Dallas. Ellis. Bottom of the third is 3-0. Golden State. Ellis. Come on,
I
bro.
Remember, Monte was putting up
Milwaukee Bucks. Ellis, go ahead.
Bucket, Joe. 6-0. That's I think
Bradley,
he had a
Bradley
a couple
Bill.
Of them.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, he's good. I got
Bradley Bill got a 50-point game.
He do got one. But Monte was balling, yo.
Balling.
But the better move was in play.
Oh, yeah, that was the best move. Out of the bunch. The best move out of the bunch. No, you know what? Let's put this in perspective. The best move out the bunch was to get Draymond.
13-4.
The best move out the bunch was to get Draymond.
Runs per game and OPS.
For defensive purposes and run offense.
Just because he fit so well, and the fact that he wouldn't fit anywhere else
this season.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't fit anywhere else.
When they drafted him from Michigan State,
right?
That's love.
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
second round.
He was already tough. He probably just became. You know what I mean?
Because they already had Stephen Curry. And they like, all right, bet. Now we just need literally what Draymond brought to the table.
Quite honestly. Amazing.
And he was never worried, like, now he got to make layups. Like, that layup earlier.
That's what killed them.
That's
crazy that they lost. I forgot all about that doing there.
That was a good-ass move.
That would have put him up like 5.
I think, like, Kimba was on or something.
Yeah. No, it was Smart, remember?
Yeah, Smart was on him.
They thought they were strategizing to put a Smart on him, and he outsmarted them, but he missed the layup.
It
was crazy because, you know, at this time,
you gotta make a layup, bro.
Sitting at home on
like before offense, they had to be a thing, but you're so in the league long like, enough where you know, you can drive and make a
right.
Or Marcus Smart.
Right. And I've been seeing him dunking, so I'm like, yo, you got to dunk. You got to make sure that drill will win.
For them to allow me to keep signing back. At the end of the day, I just wanted to play baseball. I still have the love and passion for it. And you know, I'll obviously always...
That drill kills us, man. That three-point swing, I think it was up like three. And,
you know, push the results a little better, but it was definitely awesome getting out there.
His passion and commitment paying off good for Kazmar. But quite a bit has changed since he was last in a big game back in 2008. That was Clayton Kershaw's rookie season, by the way. He was the youngest player to appear in a game that year for the Dodgers. All of Major League Baseball. Quickly, Brandon.
So, what else y'all was thinking about?
Through Pinella won Manager of the Year, two seasons.
Oh, yeah, man. We was talking about. My bad. Julius Randle. That's what we was talking about. And I told you that the Lakers was going to lose, and you told me that I was wrong. Well, that's all I wanted to know. What happened
with that? I did go to the Knicks that night, too. That was a good joint that night. I know Randle be killing him.
Yeah, we know Randle be killing him. I ain't say that.
I like a point, though. He was saying Randle might have had that bobble in him, so that's got to be giving him a hump.
Giving him was over the hump.
I think if they play Brooklyn, I think they can steal two games.
But you got to win four games.
I think they can take it to a game six.
So what did they play the Sixers? Courtesy
of Sam Clay, his sixth of the year that's tied.
But you gotta win four games to win the series.
I think they take it to game six.
The Rockies, this is game one of the doubleheader. Pete Alonso.
Yeah, don't do nothing but get them further to a loss.
Like, all right. It's like a line drive. Just you think they can win it? Right
there off Michael Gibbs. No. Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Kevin Durant. No. It's just no. Blake Griffin.
Yo.
Let's add on
Blake
Griffin. Let's
add on DeAndre Jordan. Yeah, well, hold on. Wait. I just thought about DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin on the same team. That's crazy, yo.
Again, right?
So good. But hold on. Because I want to try to make my argument about the Nets, though. But see, funny as shit, yo. He said Blake Griffin to add on.
Like, the Bucks gonna be so upset when they gotta play the Nets. Like, they just gave Giannis back contract. Just had gave him all this, but they got Middleton, Giannis, all this.
I don't believe in Chris Mills.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Contribution. Can the Sixers beat the Nets, bro?
Yeah.
The Sixers can beat the Nets. Mm. So that's seven games, or the Sixers can beat the Nets in six?
No, it'll be seven.
It's going to be seven. Is that the Eastern Conference Finals?
It should be.
Smart play, didn't bring the ball down. Big man keeps it up.
So who's the Bucks losing? That's your Sixers.
And a little insurance here. You get Dylan Brooks. Nobody blocks it out.
I don't know if we're going to beat him. If we play him, we'll beat him. If they play him, they'll beat him. Depends on who play him.
But hold up. So at first you were talking about, you were saying the Knicks can't beat the Nets, right?
I said they'll get two games, though.
You said the Knicks is going to win two games. For some reason. Because what's that just going to get them less of a draft pick? Like, what is two games?
They're going to get two games, though. It's personal. It's personal with Julius Randle. They had his son crying. They had them crying. He wanted to fight somebody. Personal with Julius Randle, yo. He was crying, walking through the stadium.
That's how you know you're upset. When you're crying with you.
Yeah.
Yo.
Now watch what they do. It's personal.
It is, but I just, when is two games going to kill
him? Julius is going to need 40 in both games, though.
You need 4 games for the series. So he's still going to be crying. We love our new home. There's and so Slash still going to be crying. We have hands. He bothers us sending out a watch. You're slouching again, Ted. That's like Nate Robinson. Expired. Like Nate Robinson wasn't real. Okay. Ooh. He still got knocked out.
It's a lot of house.
Hope
you can keep it clean.
Still get knocked out.
No, you got your hands
whipped. That's going to be crazy.
Oh, the boy
Jake
Paul for today. I wonder if he
play,
yo.
Oh, he did? Who he for?
The other boy was the
nail door. Our kids are bad at hiding things, but we found out their clothes had a lot.
What, Jake Paul the one that beat him up?
Yeah, his brother's
about
to fight good.
That's why we always look for new
tools. Oh, yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
Yeah, Jake
Paul.
It's got to be Tide, hygienic, clean, free.
I've got moderate to severe flaccid.
Yeah, Ben asked for it.
He fucked me up, though. That was bad, man.
That was bad.
I felt bad for Nate, and then I said, dang.
All right, so for what? I felt bad for Nate.
I would never put myself in that position, man. I would have been like, oh.
In terms of, like, slavery, like, that's it. I just, I'm right. Like, come on, bro. You give me one, get your ass. Look.
Not by no white boy.
Right. We just took too many strides.
Too many,
we
didn't
be coming on TV and willing.
We currently in the strides, bro. Currently in it.
But on the other hand, he was talking shit, yo.
Yo, we was, yo.
So when you say man to man, you want to know you talking shit, stick to basketball, dog. Be right. A basketball player.
Right.
Stick to basketball, dog. You out here, you get stressed out, dog. Now they talking about, I want that Nate Robinson pack. And you want to
They got him laying out. Yo.
They had the Nate Robinson pack. he was on the weed like this. But his eyes.
First ever. I'm out. Oh my gosh.
Yo, they fucked. Yo, me.
He got his own reef.
He did, yo.
It's called the J.O.
That shit put you out. And then they had the baby. You see what I'm saying? Like, I blame Nate Robinson for having the baby with the boy Logan Paul. And they talk about the Nate Robinson challenge and everybody gets in the house like this.
Yo. But I'm trying to think, did I pay? I think I paid. Did you see that joke?
How much was that joke?
I don't know. For some reason, I remember actually watching that joke.
I think you had, I guess we can't see it on live podcast, but I think you had a discount and download.
Right. That might have been what it was. But to see that knockout live, that joint was like, yeah.
And then it was Snoop.
I said, damn. This Snoop. Yo. Snoop had it on draw, yo. He started singing a song and shit.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, take my hand.
Yo, I forgot he said that shit, yo.
Then Nate gets up, right? Nate gets up. Nate gets up. Be like, alright. At least he got one knockdown. I'm still for him, yo. I'm like, alright, he got knocked down once. He good, though. He good. He good, yo. He good, yo. Free shipping plus gets in his motion. Damn. He down again. He's sleep. The first time he was sleep. The second time he was sleep. Like, yo, you late for work. You 2 hours late, yo. I'm like, yo, Nate, Blue. Oh my god, yo. Then they got the white boy dancing in the ring. I'm like, yo, like T-Fast, Larry. I'm like, yo. I'm like, at least Nate get up. You already late. Get up, bro. Like, don't stay sleeping in the ring. Yo.
Told you late for work.
It's 2 hours
late. 2 hours late, yo.
2 hours late, yo.
Yo. when they didn't get up, bro.
Yo, my God.
I was mad at him, yo. I was mad at him, yo.
I was so mad.
I'm like, I wanted him to be on some shit like, get up, find out you lost the fight, start fighting, like, try to go at him, yo. I would have been satisfied.
I was so mad at him.
He stayed asleep, yo.
He just
late. Just late, yo.
Then he went out the ring with us. I'm like, come on, Kryptonite, get out. Trey, get out. Kryptonite, get out.
Yo, he making my hair, yo. Yo. Yeah. That's crazy, yo.
Steve Robinson's all right for making his head to watch that, yo.
Yo, he not, yo. He not, yo. I actually really can say now, like I see, now, not saying he a boxer, but just saying, like, yo, like, don't play around with people that like actually probably like box. Like he box. He might not be that good, but he box. Like where Nate don't box. Like I thought Nate, like he had the motion, but it was like Nate was street fighting.
Like if it was a slap box, Nate would've got him.
Nate would've got him, yeah.
Nate would've got him a couple of slaps.
But it was
good. And it was in a ring. What a rat.
Yo.
And those gloves weigh like 15 ounces, yo. Oh my God. Oh shit, yo. Oh shit, I was watching this girl so disappointed. That, like,
yo, I was disappointed too, yo.
I can't explain.
I'm like, damn, yo. This nigga won the dunk contest three times, yo. I'm like, no, this can't be happening, yo. Pull out. He's like, yo.
He's a three-time dunk champion.
Yo, then you know they start sending in the tweets, all the players, I'm like, yo. They like, no, Nate, no. I'm like, damn. This is crazy, yo.
Yo. I was like, no. He's a three-time dunk champion.
Oh
my
God,
yo.
Yo,
that was terrible,
my,
yo.
My dad's always been upset on me,
but I really
didn't know. I'm like, yo, they definitely ain't gonna have him in that Kyrie, right now, in that
second
he's with Kyrie.
He's definitely not.
His acting career is over.
He's definitely not. Logan Paul definitely get the call for the second one to Drew Dale, yo.
Yo, get up, 2 hours later. Damn, serious, yo. I was probably just as disappointed as you, bro. I'm telling you. Like, when I heard it, I'm like, all right. I'm like, damn, Nate don't box, though. I'm like, no, I'm going for Nate, yo. He a three-time NBA champion, yo. He all right. He can knock ball out, yo. He can knock him out, yo.
Pull me on YouTube back to the cloud.
And then they Nate, got do it for the culture, Nate.
He gonna do it for the culture.
Do it for the culture, yo. I'm like, Nate, you knock him out right there, Nate. They gonna give you your own holiday.
Black lives matter, Nate. We do it. I can tell from the first 30 seconds. I'm like, oh no, Nate.
I'm like, quit, Nate. Withdraw.
All I can hear is. Oh no.
Yo, I'm like, Nate, take the gloves back home. Tell your trainer. Yo.
He gotta pull the gloves off. Just throw the gloves down, man. Socky, real quick. Boop, that's all I wanted. And leave out.
What, leave out, yo? Yo, that would have been worldwide, no, yo.
I've accepted that.
Yo, that would have been love, yo. That would have been love, yo.
Except they was holding on that Nate Rob pack.
Wouldn't you say they got the whole family in the house?
They put the Nate Rob challenge.
Yo, that's crazy, yo. That's crazy, man. Hold on. Now they ain't even want to know about the NBA.
Fans,
not
the noise can be. People are like, Justin Fields is coming in here as a freshman. Who's going to be the quarterback? And I'm thinking,
this don't know 5 minutes. I was thinking he should have just, like, we should have stopped and did, like, little clips. Yeah. But I wonder how you do that,
Joe. And what your goals were, and what how you and Jake Brown, how that whole thing worked out when you walked in.
Shit,
I knew I had a lot of trust in Jake already. My goal was just to go in there and just make myself better.
I was so mad at that quarterback.
That's crazy, man. He ain't doing for the culture, yo. He's mad, yo. He's mad, yo. Shit with Drew Floyd just happened, yo.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, he's supposed to step up.
Yo, Nate, treat him like that white
PC
cop,
him
Nate.
Up, Nate. I just gonna PC him up, Nate. PC him up.
I was like, John, you miss your hair? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he like a straight big boy, though. Yeah, I'm getting my mom crib now. I love her, man, but it's like, and it seeming like it's like kind of good because it's like I can focus too, bro. Like on some real shit, yo. I don't feel like it's much pressure. You know what I'm saying? But then it's still like, man, we be kind of like she be like trying to be smart now, like about getting them and shit. Not really about picking them up, but just like yo, we just was together. Like then you like trying to be like all bossy, like. But it's like damn, it's like shit I could just get over. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I got my mom and dad. Like they really be looking out. Like, it's good though, man.
You know how I be, bro. I just like my bro straight.
Right. Man. I'm good though, man. Right, baby. I'm chilling, man.
Cause like now, who's at the crib?
Yeah, now. I got Zah yesterday. So Zah, Sahir always with me. Junior always with me. And then Masai was with me earlier. That's her mom. That's his mom too. That I got chicken in with the little baby. So, but Masai was back earlier. But I gotta get him back tomorrow because she's gonna be from tomorrow. Like how I told my mom, like, you know, now like in my life, like, and that's why I be like trying to say to her, like, it's really not no point of us arguing now, you know what I mean? And I suppose we saw Calvin and they
gave a double underhook. Yeah, what did you say, like, even if before, like, even right now, we don't put no point of arguing.
Right, yo.
Damn,
right.
Damn,
right.
I'm just
a few fights ago. Right,
so they've been working a lot of wrestling.
She know I don't care about getting them like that. Like, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing more important than getting them. Like, that's how I was about to be damn. Really, this shit was over. Like, just out of nowhere. She's like, yeah, well, I'm going to bring them over Saturday. I'm like, mind you, I hate them. I normally get them, especially if she got to work. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm already, I would rather set it up with her where I know instead of just being out the blue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This basically was like her staying out the blue. Whereas then, even after, I'm like, all right, well, yeah, just bring them to me Saturday. I get them. And then now she's trying to be like, oh, no, well, no. He'll just see you Sunday. I'm like, you know, it'll just be like minor, like weird shit. Like, it's like, yo, we just was together. Hey, but I respect her, though. You know what I mean? I love her, but it feels better, like, just being. You know, like, having my mom feel, having the boys, like, having my own space, you know what I mean? I went with her on Monday to go get a car. She, like, texted me. Mind you, I ain't been there almost like a month and a half. Yeah, I would feel more comfortable if you go. Right, I know you should, because... So I goes there with her. Everything was cool. I still had to have the baby. Like we said, who watched the baby besides you and me? So I'm there with her, still supporting her, you know, with the baby. And she was able to get the car and shit, but I still took him, you know, I took him back. But I had to work that evening. But then she just took him. I be saying, like, God be like on point, because it be like smooth, like having a baby. Like, again, she can make me drunk, but it's like, I know how it is with a baby. It's like, then you wanna try hard. Like, remember, I'm trying to still chill, so I can still fuck. Like, it's crazy, because, like, women be, like, real weird. Like, she'll want to think.